In Fayetteville, North Carolina, new body camera footage was released today. It was taken after an off-duty sheriff's deputy shot and killed Jason Walker, a black man, last Saturday. Jason DeBruin of WUNC reports.
In the footage, a man identifies Jason Walker as his son and tells a police officer that Walker ran in the road, jumped on the hood of a truck, tore off a windshield wiper, and used it to hit the windshield.
And I was trying to get him to come back over here, and I called him. I said, come back, Jason. You come out into the street.
He's holding a cell phone and motioning toward where Walker crossed the street.
He was out here in the daggone street, and that fella drove up.
248 City.
Jumped up on the guy's hood, and the guy jumped out and shoot him.
Gotcha. Walker was shot last Saturday by Jeffrey Hash, a Cumberland County Sheriff's deputy who was off duty at the time. The eyewitness account largely matches what Hash told 911 operators at the time.
I was driving down the road and he came flying across Bingham Drive running, and then I stopped so I wouldn't hit him, and he jumped on my car and started screaming.
Hash's wife and daughter were also in the pickup truck. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump is representing Walker's family. At a vigil on Thursday night, he spoke at a Fayetteville church, saying it should have been a trained officer's duty to de-escalate the situation.
He was supposed to be trained to protect and serve life, not to take life.
Fayetteville Police Chief Gina Hawkins petitioned the court to release the body camera footage. In North Carolina, police camera footage is released only after a judge's order. Protesters will take to the streets again tonight. Kathy Greggs is the co-founder and president of the advocacy group Fayetteville Pact, or the Police Accountability Community Task Force. She's been pushing for citizen review boards who can review these incidents and make recommendations.
And they can make a determination independent away from the internal affairs of if violations happen with the police and decide reprimand.
Jason Walker leaves behind a 14-year-old son. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeBruin.